Well, the banks are ramping up their fight back against the growing push for a parliamentary commission of inquiry into their unethical behaviour in recent years. Chief Executive of the Bendigo and Adelaide Bank, Mike Hurst, maintains that current investigations already underway should cancel out what he's calling political games in Canberra. But Mr. Hurst, who's also deputy chairman of the Australian Bankers Association, won't be drawn on whether Nationals Senator Barry O'Sullivan will succeed in getting an inquiry before Christmas. Mike Hurst spoke with our senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.
Well, Mike Hurst, calls are getting stronger for a parliamentary commission of inquiry into banks, and that seems to be gaining a lot of momentum at the moment.
It does, certainly in the media. Whether or not there's that same requirement in the broader community, I'm not so sure. It seems to me that a lot of it is just playing out politics in Canberra, and I don't know whether or not it's a genuine reflection of what the community is after, as it is just political games.
The National Senator Barry O'Sullivan, who's leading this push in the party room, says that the community's asking for answers. Surely they have a right to be asking him to push that through?
Well, I think the community's entitled to as much information as they want. And to that end, there's been an ongoing list of inquiries, the Parliamentary House of Representatives Committee's inquiring into the major banks on a quarterly basis. There's been Senate inquiries into all sorts of different things, and I've appeared at least two of them. There's been a number of large court cases, ASIC hearings, APRA hearings. So in terms of inquiry, I don't think we'd find an industry that's been more inquired into.
But despite the multiple inquiries that are underway at the moment, it must be becoming harder every day to push back some of these calls, given the momentum it's gaining in Canberra.
Well, I think the thing is, we need to understand what it is that people want to inquire into. So as we sit here today, there's those inquiries I've mentioned. There's been a number of findings and fines that ASIC have prosecuted. So it seems to me the current system's working pretty well. It is uncovering the issues that are important. They're being dealt with appropriately. The prudential regulators and the corporate regulator are doing a pretty good job in terms of that sort of thing, as are the banks in self-reporting. So without knowing exactly what it is that the terms of reference of the inquiry look like, my view would be that it would need to be pretty narrow given the breadth of inquiry that's already going on.
Isn't there an argument, though, that for banks a commission of inquiry might actually be better than having the Royal Commission that Labor's promised if elected?
Well, without knowing all the intricate details of the differences between a Royal Commission and a Commission inquiry, I don't really think I can give you a reasonable answer to that.
The Queensland Nationals MP Lou O'Brien says he'll cross the floor to support a Commission of Inquiry, but on the condition that it looks at financial institutions that have discriminated against people with poor mental health. Do you have concerns about any inquiry going wider beyond banks into insurance and issues like mental health?
Look, I'm not across all the different issues in all of those industries. We don't have an insurance company, so that line of inquiry wouldn't be pertinent to us. Now, mental health is a debilitating illness, and often dealing with those people can be very difficult, and those people find it difficult to deal with large institutions. I think most institutions are well aware of the issues of mental illness and try to do as good a job as they possibly can to assist people who find themselves in that situation. If we can be better at it, well, let's work with those bodies that understand mental illness really well to make sure that we're doing the best we can. Whether or not it requires an inquiry, I don't know.
Have you met Senator O'Sullivan to discuss the inquiry that he's proposing?
No, I haven't.
What about other members of the National Party or your regional constituents who might have concerns about whether or not banks are being brought to account?
Well, we certainly haven't had any push from any of our customers about holding an inquiry. And as I hope you know, a large part of our business is community bank model, where we partner with 300 communities to provide banking services. 90 of those communities, we're the only bank. So we have a pretty good handle on what's happening at the local level because those local community banks are heavily engaged in understanding what their communities require because they provide a significant amount of funding in those communities. About $183 million has gone back to communities over 20 years, that's grown at about $20 million a year. 80% of all their profits go in community benefits. So maybe it's no surprise that we're not getting any push from our communities and the people in our communities for an inquiry.
As you say, Bendigo Bank pretty much established the regional banking model after the Big Four started to abandon regional centres in the late 1990s. Wouldn't your regional stakeholders be wanting the Big Four to be called to account at an inquiry given that history over recent decades?
I don't think they would because I think they're pretty happy with the partnership that we've been able to build with them and what that's provided them over a long period of time. I think if you spoke to most of our community bank partners in the communities they operate in, they'd say they're much better off for that having happened.
We're getting towards the end of what's been a pretty tough year for banks, but what's your betting as we approach Christmas about the possibility of an inquiry into banks one way or another?
Look, I'm not tuned in enough to the politics of it all to be able to make an informed bet. And if you don't do the form, you shouldn't have a bet.
Chief Executive of the Bendigo and Adelaide Bank, Mike Hurst, with Senior Business Correspondent Peter Ryan.